This is the Virtual Assistant Advantage Podcast, the podcast for virtual assistants and the business owners, ministry leaders, and bloggers who hire them. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant and virtual assistant coach, Alicia Avant. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Virtual Assistant Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant. And today we are continuing our series on AI and using it in your virtual assistant business. And in today's episode, we'll be diving into the important topic, the pros and cons of using AI in your VA business. AI has become increasingly prevalent, not only in the VA industry, but just in the world as a whole. But like any technology, it's going to come with its own advantages and challenges. So let's talk about the potential benefits, but also the drawbacks of incorporating AI into your VA business. So let's start by discussing the positive, lead with the positive. One significant advantage to using AI is improving your efficiency. So for example, say you are writing a blog post and you don't know as much about the said topic that you're writing about. AI can help you find information even faster than a Google search. So AI can help you automate repetitive tasks, allowing you to focus on more high-value activities. It can handle scheduling, it can handle data entry, and any other time-consuming task with accuracy and with speed. And so AI can help streamline the workflows and increase your productivity. And it can handle multiple requests simultaneously, leading to faster response times and a better all customer service. It can handle complex queries, provide you personalized recommendations, and even learn from user interactions and improve itself over time. From the more you work with it, the more it learns you and knows what you are needing. So it will enable you to scale your business faster. As your business grows, it can help handle the increased workload without sacrificing the quality of your work. And they can adapt to the changing commands and handle a higher volume of tasks. So it helps you to automate things where in the past you would have to do those things manually, and that can help you save time, save money, save resources, and help you to accomplish more in a smaller amount of time. And that will help your bottom line. So, what else could be better? But while there are numerous benefits, obviously, as with anything, there are going to become challenges. And so let's think about some of the cons of using AI in your virtual assistant business. One is the potential for job displacement, or basically, is AI going to take over your job? And yes, it's going to impact maybe some of the things that if you were doing them manually and you were getting paid for the hourly rate, then yes, that's going to impact. If you use AI and it doesn't take you as long and you can't charge as much, that's going to impact you, right? It's a very true thing to remember. Another challenge is data privacy and security. If you are working with a client who has sensitive information, or you can't use the information, you can't share the information, I would not put that kind of info into AI to use. Even though there are robust security measures in place, you want to maintain that trust with your clients. You never want to do anything that's going to betray their trust. Additionally, you may have a learning curve when it comes to using AI. And there may be that initial investment of time into your business. You have to learn how it's going to work, what you can use it for, what you can't use it for, And so consider the costs and the potential disruptions during that transition that you're making. And then lastly, when it comes to concerns or negatives, if you will, cons, there are some types of tasks, there are some skills that can only be accomplished by a human. And you can't augment their capabilities. So humans, think about it. We can focus on building relationships. We can provide expertise. We can handle, complex tasks and things that you would only you would know how your client wants something to be done. Maybe they use specific word patterns or choices. And these are things that only you would know. If it's something they would never say or it's not the tone that they would write in, then you need to be sure that you're doing the types of things that need a human touch, that you're doing those yourself and you're not using AI for those. So you have to stay aware of, hey, this would work well to use AI and this particular task or topic would not. Like, think about it. For me, for example, I was going to give you an example. I work with a lot of Christian authors. Christian authors have their own style, tone, writing, the way that they, writing style that they write in. And I could never outsource that, just like they can't outsource their writing to me all the way. Like, I'm not going to write an entire book for them unless they, were having their books ghostwritten. I can learn their style. I can learn their branding. I can learn their tone to create, certain items for them, social media, maybe summarizing their podcast, things like that. And I would want to continue to do those tasks if they are tasks that need to take that person's personality, writing style, and tone into account. So you have to be careful about what you use AI for versus what you don't. And that's just, common sense, that is good customer service. And I hope that, you will understand and kind of begin to see ways that you can use AI, but then places where it is not as applicable. So that's where I have for you with the pros and cons of using AI in your virtual assistant business. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week with one more final week on the topic of AI. We'll be talking about leveraging AI to automate your virtual assistant business processes, which is definitely an area where it is a pro to use AI in your business.